don't like the order of that. I'm more into the squeeze and the touch and then the loving, but that's just me. It's Journey here on the River, the Dog and Joe Show. I don't know if I've shared this on this program here on the River during the AM show. I am still to this day, I am hooked on eBay. I love Craigslist. I love eBay. I use it weekly. I use it all the time. Rarely is there a day or 2 days that go by where I'm not looking at something on eBay or Craigslist.
I can't even believe eBay still exists when we've got Amazon.
Really?
Yes.
Amazon is not a bidding website.
So it's the bidding that gets you.
Well, it's the bidding and it's the rarity. It's the hard-to-find stuff. It's those one-off things that you can't find anymore.
You can't find that kind of stuff on Amazon?
No.
And on Craigslist?
No. You can't find, like, good used stuff. Amazon specializes in brand new. eBay is all used or hard to find. At least that's what I look for. I mean, you can buy can you buy cars on Amazon?
I think you probably can. I don't know. I'm not a really big online shopper. You know that.
I'm not either, but I do love eBay. It is like my opioid.
I know. You have been down for it ever since it started. You're like crazy. I think you might be one of the only antiques that still use that website.
Everybody still uses eBay. Dana, do people still use eBay? Do you know? Do you use it? Do you use Craigslist or any of that?
I avoid Craigslist like the plague, and I do not use eBay.
Why?
Honestly.
Well, you finicky little millennial.
I mean, she's not a grandma.
Well, eBay was really like.
Oh, but big in the mid-90s?
No, it was really clunky and kind of shady back in the day.
I agree. You got to have PayPal to use it. It's just ridiculous.
You don't just have to have PayPal. You could give a credit card out. And they put sunglasses on those dealers that might be shady. That's what the sunglasses are for. Wow. Yes.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I can't shake that
the
vibe.
The stigma?
Yeah.
You think it's kind of shifty?
Yeah. I mean, I am not scared of PayPal at all. I use PayPal all the time, so I guess
but
I probably
like
shouldn't.
But you don't like Craigslist either.
Nope, Craigslist is scary.
I am scared of PayPal. I want nothing to do with it. I don't have a PayPal account. I won't get one.
I sell stuff and buy stuff on Craigslist and eBay all the time.
I know you do.
It's how the world works. I can't believe that. So let me ask you this. For people out there that are real old, you know, hey, can you take your monocle out? If you set your cane down for 1 second and call 766-9370, I'd love to hear how many people still use it. Because I'm telling you, it's bigger than ever. Yeah, I mean, can you drop your box of the pens or your Werther's Original? Can you be so gracious just to hang on before you have the Metamucil? Do you use the eBay? Because I'm here to tell you, more people are using it now than ever. And I've been using it since like 1996, 97.
Oh, yes, you have.
Answer me this, though. Should it be illegal in eBay's eyes to sell stuff from people who are dead? Someone dies, you come across some sort of trinket, you get, I don't know, a guitar?
That's a good question.
Chester Bennington died a few weeks back, lead singer of Linkin Park. Someone got up on eBay, and what they posted was a wristband, a program, a lanyard, and a pin from the Chester Bennington service, from the funeral.
Oh, come on, really?
Really?
That.
You think that's disrespectful?
Yes. That's low budget.
The highest bid, really? Is it low budget? Because the highest bid got up to $50,000.
That's, oh man.
eBay says they do not allow sales of items that attempt to profit from tragedy. So they reached out to contact the seller to tell them that we're going to take your item down. And they found out that the seller, who they believe worked in Linkin Park's production crew.
Oh, it's even worse.
Had sold multiple other Linkin Park merchandise items. What's wrong with that?
That's not a friend to the man. That is not a friend to that family. That's awful.
Why is he a bad guy?
He's selling stuff that was given out at the memorial service.
People love Chester Bennington.
Well, if they would, no.
Would it make it better if he donated the $50,000 proceeds or the cash? Would it be better if he donated it back to the family?
Yeah. In a way, yes. Okay. I mean, there's no way you could strongly say no. That would not make anything better. Yes, in a way, that would make it better. But still, you can't. No, that's all bad.
The guy selling the stuff, he worked for Linkin Park. If, in fact, he didn't steal the stuff.
That's almost sad.
Why?
That makes me feel bad inside. It hurts my chest.
Man, if I had stuff from dead people, you can't bring the people back. This guy didn't hurt Chester Bennington. He's not hurting anyone. And in America, that is capitalism. If someone's willing to pay for something that you have, then you sell it.
That's even creepier, isn't it? What? You want something from the memorial service of Chester Bennington? You're going to buy that and put that up on the mantle?
They make people buy stuff from dead people all the time. People love celebrities. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, and I'm pissed off, to be Craig with you, that eBay shut it down. I don't think that that's legal, and I don't think they should have the authority to do that.
Oh, clearly. They should easily have done that. That's just morality.
Let's talk to this grand woman. Sheila, it says you love eBay.
Hey, I love you guys. Love your show. So glad you're back. Woohoo!
Oh, thank you, Sheila. Yeah.
Hey, listen, technically first time caller.
Sheila, yeah. Robert, all right.
Hey, listen, you know what? I'm right here with Dog.
Hold on, Sheila. I can't hear you. Let me turn my hearing aid up.
Listen, Dog, I'm right there with you because how many tributes do you have to Marilyn Monroe, to James Dean, to all of these celebrities that they are, they're shrined, they are worshipped, and they sell trivia items on eBay.
Oh, okay, you bring up a good point, Sheila. What about a Marilyn Monroe standing over the grate, skirts blowing up? Why are they selling posters of her or James Dean or Elvis? Why are they selling or allowing the sale of those things? Those people are dead. Someone's profiting from a tragedy.
Were they given away to people that came to the memorial service?
It doesn't matter.
That's
dead.
Just weird, I think. It's just kind of bizarre.
It's a tribute to them because people love them. They're not trying to have anything to taint their memory. They're enhancing the memory. And by making that tribute, by wanting to memorialize them in their lives and to be willing to pay top dollar for it, I don't see anything wrong with that.
That's cool. That's the ultimate flattery and show of fandom. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I mean,
there is nothing wrong with it.
A CD, something like that. But the things that were given out at the memorial service were also given out to family members and close personal friends. I don't know if that kind of stuff should be put up on eBay to be sold.
Sheila, I appreciate the call. I'm going to keep going. Do you use eBay? You like eBay?
I love it. I'm a huge fan.
How old are you?
Been a member since 2001, baby.
Oh, she's easily in her 30s. You can tell by her talk.
How old are you, Sheila?
All right, love you guys.
Okay, she doesn't want to get there to that one. Carl says here you're a millennial.
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Love the new show.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Isn't it funny? Carl, a millennial, has time to call us on a Monday at 8:30. Wow, probably doesn't have a job.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I just stop them on my way. So, you know, Doug, I really believe it's car guys that love eBay the most, especially Craigslist, too, because I have a 1970 Nova, and parts are easily accessible on those websites, ones that either you want to buy used or new, and I use that website all the time for all my cars.
And how old are you, Carl?
32.
Wow, look at that. Look at that. Carl's got a cane, too. Look at this old guy. This old whippersnapper. He uses eBay. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Carl.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Jeremy? Welcome.
Hey, I actually started calling before you got into the Chester Bennington deal, but I'm with you, Dog, eBay. I can't stand Amazon.
Why? Why would you? I've never heard anyone say they can't stand Amazon. I get lost looking through Amazon. I go on to find small things that I might need here and there, and I get lost in it for days.
Okay, case in point.
My big thing with Amazon is trying to find the origins of what you're buying is like pulling teeth.
They come from so many different sources. Yeah, you don't know. And eBay has a rating system of its sellers. You know the condition. If it's a good, reputable seller, they've got good photos. It's got history. You can communicate back and forth with them. It's business to business or guy to guy dealings. It's not coming out of Quebec to China.
That's what worries me. The business to business and guy to guy dealings, I usually get taken on.
Well, but you can penalize them. If they take you or sell something that's not displayed accurately, they get penalized. And people that do business on eBay do not want penalties. They want their good standing. That's their life. That's their bloodline. They want those great ratings. So I think back in the day there was a lot of corruption and a lot of cheating and hustling on eBay, but they've really done a good job to weed it all out. And the PayPal system, the way it works, and the credit card, it's awesome. It really, really is. Let's go to Brad. Brad, welcome.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, brother.
Hey, I have a couple of autographed pictures of Tom Hanks, and I'm saving them for when he dies, because then they'll be worth a whole lot more. Because right now, they're not worth a whole lot, because everyone knows Tom Hanks is not a good actor.
Wow, that just hurts. I see what he's done here. It's a double dig. It's a double dig for my thought process on the selling of merchandise for deceased actors and musicians. And he's also cut me down with thanks.
So this is for dog. You know, eBay is not so good.
But why is eBay not so good?
Well, I've gotten taken on a few items, like the autographed pictures of Tom Hanks. I don't know if they're real or not, but... When he dies, I'm definitely going to sell them to the next chump that comes along.
Okay. See, look at this fella. He got taken on the Tom Hanks. I was going to make an offer to him right now. But he doesn't even know if they're legitimately real.
Okay, but here's the thing. You've got to be careful when you start buying certain things. And people that deal with a lot of autographs and a lot of memorabilia, those people will provide pictures and authenticity, and they give you the background. You really got to be careful buying autographed stuff, though, or guitars, or things that come from somewhere. This Chester Bennington Memorial, if in fact this person wasn't with Linkin Park, it could have been copied, it could have been printed. You know, and now that this is out there, you're going to see people print phonies. There is some counterfeiting that goes on eBay.
Is way bad.
But there's no way to stop it. You could buy stuff at the store that's counterfeited.
That's true.
I mean, you don't know. A couple more. John, welcome. What's up?
Hey, first time caller to one of you guys' shows.
I was
flipping the channels today, and I heard you guys' lovely voices and couldn't say how happy I was.
Well, you're where God wants you now.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah. You found us, dude. Awesome.
I wanted to say I shop on eBay and Amazon constantly. eBay is fantastic. All the sellers get, like, ratings.
Which one do you like better?
I would say eBay.
Yeah. Good. That's all we need. Appreciate you showing up for church today. Yes, that's all we need. Leonard said he's used eBay every day since 2002. Louie loves eBay for car parts. Whether you want emblems, you want decals, you want, you know, these hard to find. Maybe you want a shifter. Maybe you need a clock out of a Maverick or whatever. You can find the hard to find stuff on eBay. But I'm going to go back to Chester Bennington. I don't think there's anything wrong with this. I'm mad that eBay took this down, because I don't think there's anything wrong with selling something that came from someone deceased or from a tragedy. It doesn't matter how he died.
I don't like it.
He died. He's gone. We can't bring him back, so let people buy the stuff. If they're willing to pay for it and it's not stolen, let them buy it. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't penalize someone because they're dead or it was a tragedy.
Well, Chester's married. He's got children. How do you think his wife feels? She's scrolling through. Maybe she's an eBay shopper. Don't know.
She didn't find out about it. Someone contacted her.
That's what you got to think about. You got to think about how would the family members feel if they saw that stuff being put up for auction and being sold. That's going to hurt them.
How would you feel? Let me ask you this.
It would hurt me.
Not me. You died. Well, okay, it's got to be me. I die tomorrow, okay? And let's say Dana puts up a Dog and Joe t-shirt on eBay. Because she wants to make like $3. Would you feel bad or would you feel good that people, like, let's say it had like 1,000 bids and it got up to like, say, $4. Would that make you feel good or not good that all these people wanted it?
The Dog and Joe t-shirt would make me feel good. But if we were at your service and they were passing out something, I don't know, something cool, like something that had Van Halen and you on it, or something that had something about Mustangs and you on it, or whatever. Something that only people that at your service could get.
Okay.
And I saw that put up.
That would upset you.
Yes.
Wow.
And that would, because you're close to me, that would infuriate me.
Man, I if there was anything, if I were ever that famous, I would tell my son and wife, like if I were, you know, Chester Bennington, I would tell them, stockpile this crap, and I want you to sell it all and make tons of money. I want my kids to go to the best colleges. I don't want my wife and kid to work anymore. I would keep my own stuff if I knew I was that valuable, so they could hawk it when I'm dead. That's what I would do.
Well, trouble is, neither one of us have to worry about that.
No. Well, not the dying part. The being famous part.